we present great stories from around the globe by some of the world's favorite writers in Springbok Library of the Air.
View from the Train by Malcolm Esterhazy, produced by Andre Botmer.
You guys are better split now. You'll never make it through the crowd.
You said it, eh?
Okay, Nick. Take it easy. Have a good trip, man.
Drop a card from Dirge.
Sure. See you guys.
Good luck with the bird.
Yeah, you've got 2 days to make a score.
Oh, come on.
Stuart, please, vodka with lime and ice, thanks.
Hello there.
What? Oh, hi.
Hi, but you were far away. Mind if I join you, eh?
Sure. Sit down. Can I get you something?
Oh, yeah. Cane and Coke.
Cane and Coke?
Yeah, please.
Your drink, sir.
Oh, thanks. One cane and Coke for the lady, please.
Oh, I'm so glad I found someone to talk to.
Oh?
China's only dead, eh? It's like nobody alive.
No, no one at all.
Tell me, what do you do then? You look like you just come out the army.
Good guess.
Your drink, lady.
Oh, thanks, Stuart. Here you are.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, you bought me a drink, and I don't even know your name.
It's Nicky. What's yours?
I'm Judy. Hello. Cheers, Nicky.
Cheers.
It's nice to meet people on the train, eh? Don't feel so lonely.
You said it. Are you kidding?
I can hardly stand myself.
Here, come on.
Oh, that's nice, Nicky. Oh, you're strong, eh? Must be the army. My compartment isn't far. You want to come in for a while, Nicky?
There are other people in your compartment, Trudy.
Yeah. Hey, huh? Maybe we can find an empty compartment.
Look, we're both pretty tired.
You mean drunk.
Yeah, that too. I think we ought to go to bed.
Hey, man. You're a quick worker.
No, Trudy. I'm into our own beds.
Oh.
Well, see you around, huh? Maybe tomorrow.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's quite all right.
Is it?
I think that's your compartment.
Yeah?
I think so.
Well, I hope so. Well, second thoughts, I don't.
Oh.
Bunch of deadbeats in there. Like a Salvation Army hostel.
Go on. Can't really be as bad as that in there. The bunks are awfully snug and warm.
Sounds good. Why aren't you in there, then?
In my compartment, you mean?
Yeah.
Just getting a little bit of fresh air and some quiet before I go to bed.
Not much fresh air out here. Arctic wind.
Karoo night. It's very beautiful.
Not much quiet either. Place is crawling with loudmouthed grunts.
Oh?
You really like it out here?
I like it out there.
But you're in here.
That's why I like it out there.
Yeah? I love a lot of nothing out there.
Oh, you're wrong. Well, there's so much out there, really. The only pity is we're going much too fast.
And somebody turn the light out.
No. No, the dark is part of it. Because you have to fill in the blanks. Huh? The felt is a gloom. The lonely farmhouses are a blur. The night is huge and black.
Yeah?
And now and again, oh, so seldom, and it's special. There's a light on in a window in a faraway farmhouse. And you wonder about who's in the room and what they're doing and what the room looks like. Sometimes starlight flashes off the blades of a windmill or a sleeping black dam. And there are frightening moments when suddenly something appears close by, barely discernible in the night. A tree or a dark building or some animals standing like grey statues. They're all whipped away so quickly. The wonder is that you've seen them. It's like another world.
You really see all that out there?
Oh, yes. But more than that.
What else?
Well, it's not just those things. Well, it's the night they're in. And the train. And our passing. And
the atmosphere, sort of?
Yes. Yes, I think so.
I reckon that atmosphere's not out there. It's in you.
I don't know.
Otherwise, everybody would see all that. But they don't. You do.
I'm sorry. I must go.
Yeah. I'm pretty lousy company.
No. No, truly, you're not. I just talk too much.
I guess you've got a lot to say.
Good night. You really should go to bed, you know.
Okay. But I think I'll just stick around and look at some of that other world of yours. Got nothing else to do.
What time is it?
6 o'clock, sir. Coffee, sir?
6 o'clock? Oh. I'll have some coffee, please. You have any black? Lots of sugar.
Here you are, sir. 3 packets. That's 29 cents, sir.
Is that right? 29 cents?
Yes, sir, that's right. Anyone else? Tea? Coffee?
Get up, man!
Hey, why aren't we moving?
The train's in the station, sir. Kimberley.
Good morning.
I hope you're feeling very much better this morning.
Not exactly. Listen, please, look, I'm very sorry for last night. I must have really bugged you, you know, real drunk.
No, you didn't at all.
You've been kind, I know, but I must apologize.
Right then, if you feel better for it. Now, can we forget it?
Sure, thanks. Listen, I feel I owe you something. Can I interest you in a cold drink? That little shop over there probably sells them.
It's very nice of you, but should you?
You mean in my state? Well, why not? It couldn't make me feel any worse. Probably sort me out. What do you say?
Okay, then. I'd love some.
How does this place grab you?
Where are we, anyway?
This is Kimberley.
Oh.
Oh, I think it's beautiful. Not in looks, because it's fresh and just awake like us. And it's greeting us.
Hiya, Kimberley.
Good morning, Kimberley.
This air is a knockout.
Oh, it's fantastic. Full of life. Not flat and stale.
Brand new.
Oh, yes.
Hey, let me introduce myself. My name's Nicholas.
I'm Pauline.
Would you like to stay here, Pauline?
Stay here? Why?
Because our train's leaving.
Oh, no.
Come on. Here, take my hand. Oh. Don't jump. Just stay. Oh. Come on, you first. I've got you. Oh.
Thanks, Nicky. I'm sorry, I shouldn't be...
No, that's all right. All my friends call me Nicky. You all right?
Yes, fine.
Well, now what?
I beg your pardon?
Oh, sorry, thinking about trying to plan out the rest of my day.
Nicky, hello there!
Oh, no.
Well, thanks again, Nicky, and also for the cold drink. Enjoy your trip.
Oh, sure, I...
Hey, I'm glad to find you, Nicky. I was getting so bored.
Oh?
Who's that girl, eh? Not really your type. Too quiet, huh?
Come on. The saloon car will be opening any minute now.
Look, Trudy, I'm sorry. I'm not at all well.
What's the matter, Nicky? Hangover, huh?
Not really. You see, Trudy, there's something I haven't told you. I've just spent a long time in hospital, and I'm not fully recovered yet. The girl who just left me, she's a nurse. She's travelling with me just to keep an eye on me. You know, in case I have a fit or something.
A fit?
Oh, they're not really serious. It's just
that
every now and then...
Listen, I think you better take it easy for a while. Lie down or something, okay? Maybe I'll see you around and feel a little better.
Fine, Trudy. I'll see you then.
Hello, Nicky.
Hi, Pauline. Have you been here all the time, looking out of the window?
Yes. It's so different during the day. One can hardly believe it's the same countryside.
Pauline, about that girl,
it's none of my business, Nicky.
You're right. Look, you're travelling alone?
Why do you ask?
Oh, I know. Standard question.
Standard question?
Oh, sorry, I shouldn't have said that. I'm a terrible cynic. Look, I'm not trying to pick you up like that or anything.
Like what?
Oh, hell, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know like what, like anything. Let's start again, huh?
Why?
Well, I don't know. You ask the damnedest question.
Well, it seems a very logical question to me.
I like your company. I'd like to spend some time with you. Don't ask me why again. I don't know why. I'm not even interested why. I just want to spend some time with you.
Really?
Of course, really. Why else would I ask?
I don't know.
I reckon you're also a little cynical.
I suppose I am.
Well, then.
All right. I'd be glad if you'd keep me company.
Why, thank you.
Why do you smile?
You have the quaintest way of putting things.
Oh, quaint?
Never mind. Let's not spoil things with analysis. Just talk. I'll wrap it up.
I'm not sure what you mean.
Neither am I, really. But it's nice all the same.
You're not playing with me, are you?
Teasing you?
Please, you mustn't.
Come on. I wouldn't, you know. Not you. But if I did, you'd know. I wouldn't hurt you.
Well, what shall we do then?
Saloon should be open. You like a drink?
Oh, it's early. We've got all day.
Suddenly, all day doesn't seem so long.
Now is where it's at, Nicky.
With some people, it's nice to make now last.
Thank you.
Thank you. This Carew really grabs you, Pauline. Hmm?
Really? Oh, it's such a pull. I've never found words for it.
I know what you mean. It all lies out there, under the sun, peeling away and away.
Yeah.
It's a new morning, and everything's still sort of quiet. Look at that Bucky ripping up the dust there.
And that's part of it, too. Hey, I remember something from a poem.
Hmm?
Yet I long for trackless spaces, where the leaping springbok roam, for the stillness and the vastness and the distances of home. That's from a poem by Francis Warren. Look, Nicky, I'm sorry, I'm not very good company, that's all. I dream and I drift and I'm not at all a swinger. I don't like to drink or anything like that. You're going to have a terribly boring time with me.
I like you, Pauline. I want to be with you. And I'll take my chances. I'll scream when I've had enough, if you'll do the same.
I'm sorry. Shall we give the saloon car a try?
Like I say, it's only beer.
It's bitter.
Just at first, when it hits your tongue, then it gets round and mellow. It even looks good when you look at it in the sunlight.
Amber.
Yes, but always with that coolness there, that promise.
Penny for them, Nicky.
Thought I said something there. Thought I recognized someone.
Someone I know?
Yes. You. Cool and steady.
But not Amber.
Grey and blue. Grey eyes and blue dress. Amber has depth straight away. You have to look for it in grey and blue. That's the promise.
Don't. Please.
Sorry. Didn't mean to push it.
Do you like that stuff?
Lettuce?
Yeah, tastes like tinfoil and dewdrops.
No, I like it.
Oh, that was a town, that was.
Oh, so quick. And those people will be there all day in the sun and all that space. But we won't.
We'll be here. Where it's at.
Oh, yes. We'll always be here. And always reaching out for what flashes past.
Do you reach out, Pauline?
Sometimes. Don't you?
Mostly I just look and think about it. I mean, this is the track we're on.
We can always get off.
The train's moving.
So you're saying don't reach out?
No. I'm saying reach out for something that's on the train.
Please, Nicky.
Do you really mind?
I don't know.
Your hand also has promise. It's cool. But slowly, it comes through. The warmth. The amber.
No, I don't mind.
Lunch behind us and an afternoon in the Karoo ahead of us.
Sounds lovely.
So much breathless heat. So much space. So much sky. Wow.
I'm a bit drowsy. Oh,
so am I. Do you object to being alone with me?
It's good to be alone with you, holding your hand.
But this is a corridor. Come along. They leave some of them unlocked. Pauline, will you stay?
Yes. Whose coupe is this?
Nobody's. Ours. Make yourself at home.
May I lie down?
Do. Here. Like this.
Is my head heavy?
It's a nice weight. I'll let you know when my leg gets numb.
You've got nowhere to put your arm. Here, rest it here.
I feel so slow and lazy. You going to sleep?
Mm-mm. Just offering. Slow and lazy. Want to sleep?
Feel good?
Very. So relaxed.
The train seems to crawl, winding slowly this way and that.
Everything crawls over this much space.
Except time.
Now is where it's at.
Till it reaches then.
You were going to make now last.
Do you want it to?
I always want it to.
Now. This time. Slowly and now we love.
grey, tired word.
You're cold.
No. The cool is delicious. That little wind drying my skin. It runs all over me. Softly sliding round my back. Down over my legs.
You look great. Everything that's Pauline. You're an indoor sunset.
Oh, Nicky.
You're the cool evening. The coolness and the stillness and the infinity and the grey of the evening when the heat is gone.
Oh, Nicky, where are we from? You and me?
Doesn't matter, does it? Here we are.
On the train.
Like you said, we reached out.
For what we wanted.
Oh, yes.
I'm glad.
Where are you going, Pauline?
Same place as you're going.
Will I see you there?
I don't know. Go now, Nicky. Please. I'll come later.
I'll see you. Second sitting.
I'll see you, Nicky.
Hi, hello there.
Oh, hi.
Doing without your nurse, eh?
Oh?
I saw her get off the train half an hour back.
Is that right?
Of course. Some little dope.
But she was going to the same place I was going.
She must have changed her mind.
You think so? No, she didn't change her mind. She just got off the train, that's all. She'll be there all night, but I won't.
You'll be here on the train.
Reaching out for what flashes past.
Hey, why don't you reach for something that's on the train?
I did. But it's not on the train anymore. It's back there. Back then.
Huh? I don't understand.
No.
You sound crazy. You need your nurse.
I reckon.
You have just listened to Malcolm Esterhazen's View from the Train, starring Glyn Day as Nicholas and Sutra as Pauline. Karen Short appeared as Trudy and Errol Hart as the steward, with Kiki Savajan and Henry Cameron. Production team, Alan Raby and Luki Ulafir. View from the Train was directed and produced by Andre Botmer.
Listen again next week for another unforgettable story from our Springbok Library of the Air.